everybody. Welcome to Katie's Kitchen. I love that song. That probably is number one on my Christmas book songs. It's like the best. It's always so happy sounding. Anyway, I'm back with some recipes. Yay! Okay. I've got different recipes. Last time I lost the book that had the recipes that I said I was going to do last time, so I got some new ones that are even better. I've got crunchy frosty snowman and a surprise. Okay, first I got to do the shout out segment. Yay! Everybody ready? Good. I have three people that I need to give a shout out to. Secondly, I'd like to give a shout out to Mary. She lives in Oregon. Hi, Mary. And then I'd like to give a shout out to her name, and she's very sweet. She sent a picture. She's so cute. Her name is Ashley, and she lives in another one from Rhode Island. Hey, Ashley. Okay. Third one is a happy birthday, and I'd like to give this happy birthday to Jordan. He lives in Southern California. Same place as me. Woo! Okay. Ingredients. We're going to get 15 cups of popcorn. This is a big one. 1 stick of butter or margarine. 2 10-ounce packages of marshmallows. Now, these are just add-ons that you add on them like a gingerbread man would. Get a small bag of pretzel sticks, a small bag of raisins, a small bag of mini jawbreakers, a small bag of candy corn, gumdrops or red hots, and fruit leather. Get those as like add-ons. You can stick them on your snowman and make it, you know. Now, put the popcorn in your largest mixing bowl. Set it aside for now. Melt the butter or margarine in a nonstick saucepan over medium-low heat. Add all the marshmallows, stirring with a wooden spoon until melted. Pour the mixture over the popcorn and stir to coat evenly. When the marshmallow mixture is cool enough to touch, rub a little margarine on your hands and start making popcorn balls. Each snowman requires about 1 cup of popcorn less for the head, the snowman more for the base, just like when you're building one. Build and decorate your snowman on a sheet of wax paper. For each snowman, stack 3 popcorn balls on top of each other. Push the pretzel stick arms into the side of the middle popcorn ball. Add raisins for eyes and a candy corn nose. Push pretzels, arrange a row of mini jawbreakers in a broad grin. For buttons on the snowman's chest, use gumdrops or red hots. Easy, simple. Okay. Here's a tip. If your popcorn balls aren't sticky enough for the decoration, mix up a small batch of a stiff white icing and use the glue to put the candy in place. But I'm sure it will be sticky enough, you know, because of the butter and everything. But just so that it, you know, to make sure. Next, I have one that's really cool. Let me look real quick. Yeah, chocolate church mice. I love these little things. They're so cute. Here's the ingredients. 1 cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips. 1 tablespoon of vegetable shortening. 48 dried apricots. Wooden skewers. 48 M&M minis. Wow. Black shoestring licorice. Sorry. 24 dry roasted peanut halves. Now, remember, you do not have to have the peanuts if you're allergic. You can always replace the peanuts with, let's say, chocolate chips or, you know, something like that. Place the chocolate chips and shortening in a microwave-safe bowl and microwave on high for 1 minute. Stir and microwave for 1 minute more. Stir until it's smooth. For each mouse, press together 2 dried apricots, making a small point for the mouse's nose, and thread them onto a skewer. Then you're going to dip them, let me see here. Yes, you're going to dip them into the melted chocolate and place on wax paper lined baking sheet. Use a second skewer to push the mouse off the first skewer. Use your fingertip to cover the hole left behind with chocolate. Add M&M and mini eyes, a shoestring, licorice tail, and peanut ears. Refrigerate until hardened, makes 24. That is a great recipe. And that's it, all I have for today. Anyway, I'd like you all to have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah. And don't forget, our podcast is sponsored by CrazyBagLadies.com. Bye, y'all.